Welcome to Smart Web Creators. In this podcast, you will listen to creators creating amazing things on the web and sometimes just me talking useful web stuff. I'm your host, Davinder Sinkanth. Let's get started. Side web projects are very important to keep the creative interest intact while doing online work. Now, these can be very helpful in adding money to your business and even refine your future direction. Jason Vance shares his amazing journey of numerous side projects in the online world. Besides the much-needed creative satisfaction, how these have resulted in money, refined ideas, and fruitful partnerships. This is episode number 25 of the podcast. How side projects help in money and sense of direction. Before we begin, have you seen Created, a newsletter for web creatives? Just head over to smartwebcreators.com/created. That's smartwebcreators.com/created. And now let's begin the show. Hi, Jason. How are you?
Good. Doing it. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's early morning for me and late night for you, right?
Yeah, 10 p.m.
See, that is what happens when you connect from one part of the world to the other part.
Amazing.
Yeah, so before we begin, why don't you give a quick introduction about your online life, like what you've been doing in this online world for last 5, 6, 10, maybe 20, depends.
Yeah, so I started dabbling in creating websites and doing really design and actually video kind of late 90s, early 2000. I was on another job, and then 2004, I had enough. My wife and I decided to move cities, and I basically took kind of what I was doing on the side, mainly websites and branding at that point, and started doing it full time, focused on a lot of branding at that time, a lot of websites. And then a couple years later, once WordPress like 1.2 came out, I actually started using that kind of full time. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of, yeah, that's what got me into doing at least like all the WordPress stuff and my agency that I have now.
So you've been using WordPress for quite a long time now.
Yeah, like a really long time. Cool. Yeah, I've lost track how many WordPress sites I've made. Yeah.
So what's your focus now besides running agency?
Yeah. So, to give a little backstory, I guess I love helping people figure out who they are and do what they love. And so, my agency is kind of like that plumb line of everything I do. It pays the bills. It's what people know me as for the most part, but then I also do like a lot of side projects. Mm-hmm. So at least half my time every day is spent working on some crazy idea I have or somebody else's idea. And that's sort of where I'm going more and more. I'm also doing a lot of like local media stuff, which kind of falls into like these side project ideas. Kind of, you know, I would just think of something, me and a buddy, we're going to be starting a podcast here next month because our city doesn't really have one. And yeah, it'll be my first go at doing this. So yeah, just stuff like that. But yeah, I love side projects. And really, I just love people seeing them do things.
Yeah, talking about side projects. Now, I'm going to quote you here. Technically, My business is a side project. Now, what is your backstory behind the story of side projects getting bigger and bigger in your work life?
Well, I actually moved. So my wife and I moved from Vancouver to Kelowna, where we live now. Mm-hmm. And I had this idea to start this big music site. And like, I didn't know how to code or design. I just thought I'd learn myself. Mm-hmm. And so I started the agency just to basically pay my bills as the side project, which has always paid my bills. And but I've always just done lots of things like online magazines, clothing, done a few clothing lines, a coaching summit, online summit, like local events, media sites. And And like last year, one of my side projects paid for my salary bills for the year.
Awesome.
Yeah. So my side projects actually make up most of my like revenue now.
Okay. Now side projects can be fun, but it can be more fun if you have base income coming from some specific source. Like you've been a pastor as well, right? So
yeah.
Is it right to assume for beginners, side projects can wait till you figure out your income part?
Yeah, like I get this question a lot where just like people are wanting to quit their job and start a side project, but I would make sure your side project's making enough money to, you know, actually replace your bills before you kind of quit that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not how I did it, but it's how I recommend most people do it. when we moved to Kelowna before my job was a pastor, my mm-hmm. wife had a full-time job, and then we moved to the city we're in now, where I had 1 year, because she was on maternity leave, I had 1 year to make my business go.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, just kind of see where it basically went from there.
And let's dive into type of side projects that you've done. Like what kind of projects that you've done over past few years?
More notably, we did an online coaching summit for people in the coaching space.
Mm-hmm.
We got some of the top coaches in the world to come and speak at it. You can see that. I think it's still there. Unlocked Talks and Unlocked Magazine created a Medium-like platform for coaches to basically post their best advice in hopes of people reading it to then have them sign up as a coach. Did a clothing line with a couple guys. We got our stuff. 9 months, we sold $100,000 worth of clothes.
Clothes for?
Clothes, just like hoodies and shirts and hats. And
like some specific branded thing on it, or just like normal?
Yeah, it was a client of mine, and they were in the poker space, and everybody was wearing all this Ed Hardy kind of clothing. And we just, we called it like kind of douchebaggery clothing, because everybody who wore it was just like the worst in the poker room. And then, so we saw room for basically my client and me to partner with them to create a clothing line where we just made nice clothes, nice designs, hats, hoodies. But in that 9 months, we got movie stars wearing our stuff. We got professional poker players wearing our stuff. We ended up getting our stuff on national TV.
Mm-hmm.
The World Series of Poker, one of the guys that won a World Series of Poker was wearing our hat and one of our hoodies. He had just bought at an event. And so, yeah.
Is it like that. Still going on? Like, is it still active?
No, that ended really badly. You should never partner with a professional gambler.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. He, one of the partners ended up stealing all the money in the company and actually shut the whole company down. And I never actually saw a dollar of my share of the revenue, which was, my share was over $60,000.
Oh, man. And you lost. And he ran away with all the money.
Yeah. He got in trouble with some like gang people that he borrowed money from.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically, he had to pay them back, and he just stole the money, and he actually disappeared for a bunch of years. We thought he was dead, but we saw him again on TV later, so we knew not.
But I guess no worries. You've got another side project waiting, right?
Yeah, and I actually lose track of all the side projects that I do.
Mm-hmm.
We've done started a business in a week and shut it down after a week. Like, I'm starting one right now called Zero to Freelance with a friend. Just we're going to interview freelancers, do like written interviews, and I guess we'll do podcasts there. I've done online events. Like I have an event. I run a event kind of culture site in the city. The town I grew up in, I bought the town name, and like I just run like a little media site there.
Local site.
Yeah, like a local site.
Okay, now talking about money, now you lost a lot of money when someone ran away, but that is like a niche thing happening inside project. Like it won't happen in most of the project. Now, do you plan about money aspect on how a new side project will generate money down the line? Or is it an afterthought when you start a side project now?
It depends. Like I kind of categorize them. Is this for fun? Is this just something like I want to do? Or is this something that I think could, you know, make money? Or is it something that is going to really serve people? So I have one side project that I'm working on that's just really fun. It's like it's like an online game for the city. It's kind of like, have you ever watched the movie The Game? Nope. It's like, man, it's like in the 90s. So it's like, yeah, it's just like this game where I want to get people out in the community, you know, exploring the community, so, sort of geocaching meets Ready Player One meets like, you know, some ongoing thing. And for me, that's just kind of fun. I'll get like a few hundred people playing it probably. I have another side project I run with another guy. It's like a fishing website. That's like a resource site, but we also make money there. We have some clothing that we sell from that site. And then, yeah, like I have a WordPress maintenance site that I have been running for a few years. It's just on the landing page that, you know, it's like kind of service revenue for me. So I just kind of like, it's all over the map. I get bored pretty easy.
Same here.
Yeah.
I always have ideas to start a side project, but guess what? I always feel there's 24 hours is less time in a day, you know, to, you know, do things that you really want to do. And besides the money part, like the other part, like, do you also set any minimum or maximum limit for investment in a specific side project or overall thing that you're going to spend in a month on building side projects?
I just sort of like make sure my bills are covered every month and then, you know, whatever time I have left, I just invest in side projects. So like last year we had one side project that I did that paid my bills for the year. And so that was pretty fantastic.
That was the fishing one?
No, that was it was like a local media site. Okay. We created content for and marketed five local companies on one website. And so that was, that was like a really successful one. That was really just about, like that was just an idea I had. I'd actually pitched, and it's kind of a funny story. I pitched my friend who works for one of the companies a few years before that. And I'd said I would run the whole thing for a year for $3,000. And then basically they said, no, come back a year later. And they said, well, pitch us again. And I quoted them almost 20 times what I did originally. And they said, yes. And so I'm like, wow. Sweet, I'll do it.
Well, that's amazing, seriously. Now,
yeah.
What about the goal setting now? Do you match specific website side projects that you do with your overall business or professional goals, or you just start a project on a random, you know, thought like I want to do this, so let's do it?
I would say I haven't in the past, but I'm starting to do that more now. Kind of thinking about like I really love like my sort of happy place in life is seeing other people do stuff that they didn't think possible or helping them just kind of get their idea out in the world. And so more and more, a lot of my side projects are things that I think can help other people. So right now, like I've got a couple local media magazine like sites that I've got one already going, and then I've got a couple more that want to launch this year to just tell stories of local like entrepreneurs, creators, foodies and that kind of stuff that will go along with the podcast that we're going to start.
Now I've done one side project with a partner and it went really well. And I was like amazed because our personalities were exactly, we were complementing each other. We weren't like overlapping or supplementing each other in terms of what we bring to the project. Now I know you had one partnership that went bad, like the person went away with money and all that. But besides that, have you partnered with other people and the project went really well?
Yeah. So the fishing site that I run is with another guy and it works really well. He's the fishing expert. He's the voice and the face. I'm basically the design and the back end. Yeah. And I just give him strategy and he kind of implements. We test and we track. And yeah, I haven't done our stats for last year, but 2017, like 3.2 million people saw our stuff. And awesome. Yeah, like it's been a really successful site. My buddy's basically like becoming famous in the fishing community in the province here. And like people know who he is, we'll go out fishing and people wave to him on his boat because they know who he is. And like, he loves it. He's, you know, it's a side project for both of us. And so that's been really successful. I like doing things with other people. I would say that it's hard doing stuff with other people.
Yeah.
Right now the Zero to Freelance project I'm working on, like it's working really well.
Is that also with partnership with someone?
Yeah. So partner with someone, we have very different skill sets.
Okay.
And I think that's sort of where it works best.
Yeah.
I mean, even the clothing that the guy stole our money, that project worked really, really well. Like, I mean, we sold so many clothes. We were selling $300 hoodies, custom hoodies. Like, it was actually kind of crazy what happened. Everybody worked in their strengths, like, and it just worked. Sometimes I think when we have too much overlap, it doesn't work and there's clashes and
yeah,
different ideas.
You know, side project basically are like creative outbursts. We want to do something new. If it was possible for me, I would start a new project every week and maybe not follow up with them. But, you know, starting a project gives you so much high. Yeah. I'm sure it's same for you. So in the end, the question comes like, how many side projects are too many?
I don't know. Do I have to answer that question? I mean, like, I think
you have more experience than me. Probably you can give me a better answer.
Yeah, I don't have any sort of like, I don't know, emotional attachment to maintaining side projects.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few that I'm like, I'll maintain, like the fishing site, like the town site that I got, you know, the WordPress maintenance site. And over time, like they basically become digital assets. So some I am going to kind of keep and maintain, but a lot I'm just happy to do and then let go. And like, I don't have any sort of bad feelings about not maintaining them.
And how about you? How do you go about allocating your time between various side projects? Because at given point of time, there would be a certain side projects that need more time, more attention, and even you would be more passionate in devoting more time. So how do you allocate your time between your main thing, side projects, and main side projects?
Right. So my first question is like, you know, are my bills going to be paid? And do I know that I'm going to have enough money to, you know, keep all my kids fed and all that stuff, right? So that's always the first question that comes first. If I'm not, like if work's slow and, you know, I see work running out, everything gets put on hold. No matter like if I'm in a partnership with somebody else, like priorities first to paying the bills and the family.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I just sort of prioritize based on like needs. Like the fishing one always has a high level of priority, but there's not a lot to do. Like it kind of just runs smoothly now. And then new ones, I try not to start like more. I probably have two on the go at the same time, but they're always going to be at different levels of like intensity. And so I just do mainly one at a time. And then, I mean, the ones that are still ongoing, like kind of like just like little buckets you drop water into to fill up every once in a while. And then something comes along and needs more of your attention, I just give it more attention. And yeah. And I had a virtual assistant for the last year from Manila that he helped me kind of maintain a lot of the side projects and build a few of them. So And that's really my goal. My goal moving forward with all the side project stuff is like get them to a place where they're at least making a couple hundred bucks a month, hire like a virtual assistant to be able to maintain them for me, and then, you know, sell them, give them away. I don't know, figure it out.
Have you sold any side projects till now? Like,
That's a good question. No, I mainly just kind of just shut them down. I've given a few away.
My next question was kind of on the same line, like how do you identify the dying stage of a side project and it's like time to close the side project and move to something new?
I think everyone's different. So this coaching magazine, it's been sitting there for 3 years and I haven't touched it in probably 2 years. We just update the plugins and make WordPress. Sure the sites. Yeah, in WordPress. And then I noticed that we're actually getting like 300-400 visits a month and people are posting articles on there. And I was kind of shocked. I made a digital magazine probably like 10 years ago and I'm still getting like 30 to 40 downloads of it a month. And so I just keep the website going. You know, it doesn't really require me any extra time or energy, you know, a few dollars a year to host it.
Yeah.
And so it's digital assets. I heard this guy talk just about keeping digital assets and that was in like November. That really got me thinking different about my side projects and what I'm going to do with them in the future. Cause yeah, like I started a clothing line in a week. In 7 days we started a clothing line, sold 26 shirts, made $400. Shipped them out and then we shut it down. It was just like, just for fun, right? And so it's kind of case by case, I guess I'd have to.
I guess the best would be like, just don't close in one on off button. Just let it die. If it dies, that's fine. If it doesn't and brings up, you can always, you know, refresh the site and, you know, add new content and maybe give it a new life.
Yeah. And most of my side projects are more for fun or serving others. I don't make a lot of money on them. So, if I started making more money on some of the, like the fishing one, we make money on. So, you know, it keeps going. My local town site, it makes me money. So it kind of just keeps going. But a lot of the other ones that don't, I just let them sit there and yeah, they can work or not work. And not really.
How do you measure the success of a side project besides, of course, the money that it brings?
I don't know if I've ever even asked myself that question.
Maybe besides money, I think the other thing can be the visibility or people recognizing you or, you know, validating your work.
Yeah, I know. Like I was thinking, I run a event site and it's been a side project. I've run it for 7 years. Mm-hmm. You know, we get 2,000 people a month to the site. I get, you know, half a dozen, well, probably like 3 or 4 new events posted every week. For me, that's always been a success, even though I make like no money on that site, but it's just sort of me giving back to the community I live in. Yeah, and I've been running that thing for a long time. We have over 60,000 events the last time I looked that we've posted over the years. So
has any side project become your main project over the time? I guess fishing project would be sort of main project for you now, at least in terms of your attention, like you can't ignore it.
Yeah. There's not like any one side project at the moment. Uh-huh. Ask me the question in another year, cause I'm probably a year away from like not having to run my digital agency. And my side projects basically being the main thing. And that for me is my focus right now. Like my goal this year is actually to create a team of people that we work on side projects. We help other people start side projects. And it's like, for me, it's more than just creating branding or website. It's helping people build communities, create courses. But really it's about doing something they love. Like I've seen people when they start to do something they love, it just changes their world. They're happier.
Yep.
They're better they're better, they're happy at work, they're better parents, they're better friends. And
they work more than before, but they don't even realize that they work more because you don't feel tired. You're always excited about the next thing, you know?
Yeah.
I've had that experience for the last 2-3 years because I've stopped doing things that I don't like. And I only did things that I liked. And guess what? It has resulted not in a lot of side projects. In fact, I can definitely resonate, even though I don't have that many side projects if I compare it with you, but I definitely have side projects. Like Pro Beaver was a side project. I don't know if you know. It sort of became a main project for me because initially it didn't make money because I didn't even make that project or make that website for money. You know, I just did it because I wanted to do it. But down the line, like 8 or 10 months down the line, it started making money. And it still makes money till date. And I've just like branched out of those Pro Beaver and, you know, started making associate digital products with it. So it's all about, you know, finding your foot and then you can jump on it later on.
Okay, that's great.
So besides creating a side projects, do you plan for its promotion or getting visibility in the beginning, or it's just you want to have it or, you know, find its feet naturally?
Most of it's pretty natural. The zero to freelance project we're working on right now, we are doing some, like we're reaching out to quite a few freelancers that we're going to interview right now. So the site's there. I think it's just a landing page. And we will put some, we will do some like traditional marketing. We'll put some ad dollars behind that. Our fishing one, we spend a lot of time just talking to people, building that community. But most things, it's pretty organic. You know, I just, the whole idea, my sort of like goal with all of them is to find a few people that would be like champions of whatever we're doing and let them, like empower them to be a voice for that project. And, you know, if it works, it works. And if it doesn't, we, you know, shut it down.
Now, unlike you, most of my side projects are related to website design and development. So I can actually cross promote things between various projects. So do you actually do that also in your side projects? Probably you can't do that because it's like too different.
Yeah, some of them are too different. Some we have done a few cross promotion, but my other problem is I shut them down, which is something I'm not going to do anymore. Exactly. So then they don't even exist. But yeah, there's like, the fishing one is like an outlier. So there's not a lot of room for me to promote my like events site or, you know, the town site that I run. Or even like my WordPress maintenance, like there's not a lot of room to share. Now the town site, like I have an ad for my marketing business and I haven't got a single client, but
it's still there. Out there. Yeah, yeah, it's there. And which side project are you most excited about in 2019? I guess zero to freelance or something else?
I'm most excited about this like local media concept that I'm working on. So it's really just a bunch of platforms to help get out, like helping people get out their work, like short films, events, and that kind of stuff. Zero freelance is pretty fun too. It's going to be a fair amount of work. Our goal, we want to interview 500 freelancers over the next year or so. So that's going to be a fair amount of work, but it'd be fun. Yeah. Like I don't really have a kind of a grade of what excites me or doesn't excite me more. I'm not a fit, like I don't fish at all. And I get excited to help make that a reality. And for me, my most like kind of my excitement really comes from just helping people figure out something and helping them do something.
Okay. Now my child is very small, but I guess you have little grown up children. So do they also take interest in your things, online stuff, the projects? Like, do you share with them or do they sit with you? Like
sometimes, like a few years ago, we did a video for, it was like International Kindness Day. Mm-hmm. And we took one of my daughters out with us and filmed and handing out donuts and just different random acts of kindness. But my, yeah, like my kids are all very entrepreneurial. Two of my daughters started a business last summer. It was great. Enough for them. They're 8 and 10. It was enough for one of them to buy a drone that she flies everywhere. And so, yeah, they definitely see that. They're always coming up with new ideas and stuff. So it rubs off for sure. That's and my wife's the same.
Okay. That's awesome. Now everyone is into, you know, creative projects.
Yeah.
Cool. So any last word to someone who wants to start a side project and is hesitant on jumping into it, because we all have that comfort zone. Hey, I have this business. I'm just going to stick with this business.
Yeah. I mean, like if you're a business owner and you're, and this is like a struggle I've had, like I've had my agency and I mean, I love my clients and I love the work I do, but it's not like, it's not the thing that I really love. But if you're a business owner, like you got to ask yourself, like, do you just need to change something about your business to make it better? Or do you need to start something new? And if you can answer like start something new, then yeah, start a side project or add something else to your business that, you know, add a podcast or add some other kind of creative outlet that you can do that would, you know, be in line with your business. But for everybody else, like, yeah, I think everybody should have some sort of side project that they're doing. You know, even if it's like gardening or, you know, hunting, fishing, frisbee, hiking, like turn it into some YouTube channel or something that you can share the knowledge and advice you have to somebody else. And like, that's the most rewarding part about doing a side project is just, you know, giving away what you have, what you love, and, hopefully watching people do the same in their own lives.
Yeah. And it's so amazing to see someone who has same mindset as you. Like you are like knee deep into side projects. Even for me, I'm really excited when I start a new side project, and I'm already planning for another one, which probably will start when I get time finishing up the main things, but because you got to plan for it also. But now, having done it for so many years, I actually do a little bit of planning before starting a side project so that I have like the basic content, pillar content, and, you know, the basic branding done, rather than earlier I would just slap one piece of content on a website and begin. But now I do little planning, like do a little bit of branding and have at least minimum amount of content before you begin. I guess same is for you. I guess experience teaches you, right?
Yeah, for sure. Before we would just like, we would just do stuff out of the blue, wouldn't really think about it. Now I give it more thought. I try not to think about it too much. But yeah,
little create polish.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I'm a designer, I'm good enough so I can do the logos and website and create some content and, you know, get stuff up fairly quickly. The key is just getting it up and going, which is the biggest challenge usually.
Okay. Now let's talk about your toolbox. So which are your current 5 favorite tools that power your online business?
Yeah. So my, WordPress is my number one tool. I use it for everything. Trello keeps me organized. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, within WordPress, like, I've been a Beaver Builder user for a long time. I just bought Elementor.
Same here, so, but I didn't buy the Elementor thing. So
I bought it to try it out. So, and then, what is that? So
Shiny object syndrome got you, right?
I know. And everybody kept saying like, it's for designer. I'm like, and I'm way more designer than coder. I hate coding. So I thought I'd give it a try, and I'm halfway through a project with it right now. And so far it's good.
Cool.
excuse me. And then, yeah, the other thing that I love, these like paper journals. Like, I know it's weird, but I love paper.
Yeah.
I write, I won't show you what's over here. There's a stack of papers. and like, I got notepads and I love paper. Like, paper is a tool for me to keep track of stuff. I should show you. I just hired a fitness coach and like, I'm basically like tracking everything right now, my sleep, what I'm eating, what my energy level is.
And you're going to the gym regularly now?
Not yet, because she's like, your sleep is way too screwed up for you to start working out. So,
how many hours do you sleep in a day?
I sleep like 6 to 7 hours a day, but it's like, I go to bed quite late. And so I sleep in, she's just trying to get it more level for me, evened out. And she wants me to get a little bit more sleep.
Even I sleep late, but the thing is I sleep in two shifts. Like I sleep for 5 to 6 hours at night. And then I sleep for 2 to 3 hours during the day. So in the end, I do end up sleeping 7 to 8 hours. But the thing is, I sleep at the same time and wake up at the same time every day. So that's like, if I try to sleep before that time, I will never fall asleep. So if I go to bed at that specific time, I'll sleep like a robot and, you know, wake up without even alarm telling me that I need to wake up. I've been doing that for the last 10, 12 years and it works really great, let me tell you.
Oh yeah, that's not me. Like sometimes I'll go to bed at 3, 4, you know, 1, and then, so she's just trying to get me more consistent. You know, she's got me on a whole eating exercise schedule. I got a dog, so I take the dog for a walk. And
yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Okay, so what's the next tool, or are we done with the 5-1?
Yeah, the 5th was the paper, I guess.
And pen.
Paper and pen.
Yeah.
Old, like, that's really old school.
But guess what? A lot of people are getting back to paper, mind you. And even I don't write that much. I've not written that much except for signing certain checks or something. But
yeah,
I actually have started enjoying writing on paper. Like there's a pamphlet, something. I would just write something that I have to do today just for the heck of it. And now I feel like I need to buy a notebook so that I can write the whole things, because I'm a very simplistic person when it comes to, you know, organizing things. I have a notepad file on my computer that says to do in capital letters, and I'll just write anything that's important there in a line for this week. Once it's done, I just delete it. That's how simple, dumb, organized I am. But then it works for me. I don't need to use any fancy tool, to be honest.
Yeah, if I had to, there's Evernote is probably the other tool that I use on a daily basis.
And some people have whiteboards in there. I have a whiteboard, but I don't have the, you know, that habit of writing over it. So some people use whiteboards also. But when you have a kid at home, you never know. Yeah, your whiteboards are like little up, mine is little down. So when you have a 4-year-old and they love to draw things, you never know what happened to your to-do list there. So
yeah,
it is replaced by flowers or something else.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your recommended web hosting service?
I love Cloudways. I switched them a year ago, and yeah, I just can't say enough about how good they are.
And you were using which service before that?
Before that, I was with Media Temple for over 10 years. And then I tried Flywheel. I actually really like Flywheel.
But it's expensive. Like if you host a lot of websites, it gets too expensive.
Yeah. And because like all my side projects have websites, so I think I've close to 40 of my own websites I'm hosting right now.
Yeah. But in Flywheel, you need to pay per WordPress install. Yeah, in Cloudways, you can just dump as many sites as you want on a server. Like, you know how much you use it because it's your own projects, right?
Yeah.
Which is a recommended, I already know the answer, but I'll still ask you, which is a recommended page builder plugin?
Yeah. Right now it's Beaver Builder just because I'm most familiar with it, but I am liking Elementor.
It's still Beaver Builder, right?
It's still Beaver Builder. Like I've got a couple big projects and like, you know, I'm not even considering Elementor for them. Like it's Beaver Builder kind of all the way through. That might change. We'll see. We'll see what happens in the next while.
Someone actually told me yesterday that why don't you try Elementor and all that. I have used Elementor. It's really good page builder. I have nothing against it. It's just once you start, I've been using Beaver Builder ever since it became Beaver Builder from Fastline Media Builder. So you know, once you know a tool and you've been using it every day and it doesn't, you know, break or doesn't cause you any problem, it's difficult to change it. I'm sure Elementor is really good. I've used it a few times. It's kind of similar. If you talk about functionality, it's exactly similar to, you know, Beaver Builder. It's just the UI, the way things are presented are a little different.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm more excited about Gutenberg blocks than any page builder now. I've experimented with it and it's really powerful. And I think once they have their third and fourth phase done, it would be really good.
Yeah, no, I'm actually kind of excited about that too.
And you can actually build small brochure sites, even a side project website using just blocks. You don't need to use anything. Like, especially for people who know a little bit of code and CSS, they can definitely build custom sites with just Gutenberg blocks. So it's really powerful, but I guess it still needs to mature. In probably a few months down the line, it would be a better version. So the next would be, which is your recommended email marketing service?
MailChimp for everything.
Ooh, even I like that chimp. Seriously, yeah. It works. It's simple. It works.
And it's free. And really, it's free. I only have one, like, and I get all my clients on it. I only have one. No, I have two clients that pay for it. Like, I mean, 2,000 people before you have to pay for it. That's a great deal. So,
and
it works.
And any upcoming tool or service that has caught your eye attention besides Elementor?
Excuse me. Besides Elementor, no, I'm actually like, I'm like trying to stay away from all these shiny objects. And
but one like, still caught you, right?
Yeah. Well, you have so many people telling me to use Elementor. It's hard not to give it a go, right?
You're not AppSumo fan.
I probably bought 60 plus things over the years. It's really bad. Now I use quite a few. Like for sure, it's paid. Like for sure, it's paid for itself. AppSumo's paid for itself. But I'm staying away as much as possible. Like awesome. I got to hear a lot of chatter from people before I'm checking them out right now.
Yeah, same here. I've not bought many AppSumo deals, but you know, you buy 10 of them at least. If two or three of them works for you. In the long run, I think they pay for itself because it's hardly $50, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly.
Some are even cheaper than that. So it depends. Like I think the best AppSumo deal that I ever bought was Deposit Photos. Like, it's a grab. It's a steal, to be honest.
Yeah, I never bought that one.
Yeah, but it's really good because I'm a little wary of using free photos, at least on client projects, because you never know whether that is free or not. So it's always safe to, you know, have it download from your paid account. At least you will have a document trail back that, hey, I downloaded this photo from this and I have the license. So you don't want to get into soup.
No.
Seriously. Okay, Jason, thank you so much for your time. And before we wrap it up, where can people find you? I'm sure you're going to list all the websites now.
Yeah, well, you can find me. My main site will be jasonvance.co. Uh-huh. My digital agency is redmillcreative.com. And I'd say those are probably, redmillcreative.com is, you can message me there. The jasonvance.co will be up in about a week. So I'm just building a new site.
And do you plan to list all your side projects on a page on your personal site?
Yeah, that's where I'm going to list all my side projects is on the jasonvance.co website.
Guess what? Even I have a personal site, which is just a landing page, 2-3 blocks. And I need to find time to update it and put all the links to my small little babies that are there here and there. But you never get time for that.
No, never.
Okay, man. It was amazing talking to you. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Yeah. Have a good day.
You can join the free web creators community to learn and share with other web creators at webcreatorsgroup.com. And for more goodness, just head over to smartwebcreators.com. And remember, be smart, keep creating. See you next time.